Ministry of Education is reporting an increase in the number of students who received grades 1 to 3 passes in mathematics, as well as in 13 other subject areas in the 2015 sitting of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to give an analysis of the 2015 CSEC results.
Our preliminary analysis is showing that 14 of the 35 subjects that we offer in CSEC have shown improvement. Again, last year we had 15 subjects. We have seen a 6.5 percentage points increase in mathematics, which we are very, very happy for, and congratulations to our teachers and our ministry personnel who would have worked exceptionally hard. We have seen a marginal decline in English language of 1.4 percentage points. But perhaps the biggest disappointment for CSEC this year is that we have seen significant decline in the sciences, including additional mathematics, ranging between 7.7 percentage points to about 17 percentage points. So it's a cause for concern regarding those areas, because we are really trying to build the science base within our children, because that's where the innovation and the creativity is going to come from ultimately.
Give us the analysis of that. What could account for that?
Well, we are yet to do the detailed analysis, but our preliminary analysis, especially for the three science subjects, chemistry, physics, and biology, we had a change in the syllabus 2 years ago. So the students who sat this year would have started that new syllabus in 2013. Now, despite the fact that we would have introduced a syllabus, we would have pointed out the changes through workshops that the Caribbean Examinations Council as well as the Ministry of Education would have organized for teachers, it appears as if the students may not have been adequately prepared in terms of handling the changes. So, for example, there were some areas within chemistry that were removed from the optional section and became compulsory. And for one particular area, that area would have valued about 13% of the overall marks for chemistry. What we have found is that a number of students actually lost that 13% of the marks, and hence it made it impossible for them to receive a passing grade. We also saw where the questions were more application questions, so the students would have had to be able to do more analysis, critical thinking, for them to be able to respond to the questions in a real life way. There are also changes in terms of the school-based assessment. Again, there was also an intensive moderation exercise that took place across the island through CXC and the Ministry of Education. And so with all of these factors combined, it would appear that the students were affected. Unfortunately,
so there was the issue then of the lack of preparation of the students.
Yes, I think there should have been a greater level of preparation. It is clear that perhaps some of the students did not prepare from the new syllabus that CXC had actually circulated, because when you looked at the questions or when you speak to them, well, the syllabi for all the areas would have become available. They were announced. They are available for sale at the Overseas Examinations Commission, and the schools were informed. But somewhere along the line, it appears as if there may have been a deviation from the new syllabus. Again, Ian, we have this notion that if we prepare from past papers, it will help us to do well. And so when there is a change in the game, then the students are severely affected. So no amount of past paper questions and preparation would have assisted them to do well in this particular exam. And again, we saw the same thing in GSAT maths, where the questions were changed slightly to more critical thinking, and we saw a 4 percentage points decrease as well. And so we want to encourage our teachers and our parents and our students. We are interested in preparing the students on the fundamental principles, content, and practice that will assist them in becoming the kind of adults who can contribute in a meaningful way to the development of society. So the rote learning and the swatting, that's not going to help anymore. It is about them understanding and applying the knowledge that is required. So it's not just passing the exam, but having the competencies in those particular areas.
Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.